Before the ceremony outside City Hall, dozens of Chicago Cubs fans, decked out in their Cubs gear, waited for a chance to greet Addison Russell and take part in the local celebration. Front and center were Chicago area natives Bill and Carla Shope, who now live here in Pensacola.
I mean, just to have him represent our area is fabulous. You know, the Cubs are already big everywhere, thanks to WGN back when, you know, they were the superstation or whatever they called themselves. But to have Addison here is just fabulous. Everybody's excited.
Shope, who was waving a large white Cubs win flag, recalled what has to be the biggest hit of Russell's young professional career. It was the third inning of Game 6 of the World Series in Cleveland, with Chicago facing elimination down 3-2 in the best of 7 series. Here's how Fox's Joe Buck called the play.
2-0. High fly ball to left center. At the wall. Grand slam. 7-0 Chicago.
When Addison hit that grand slam, I was sitting in civic band practice. And I did a timeout to the director. He looked. He says, "What?" And I said, "I have to make an announcement." And, all right. Addison had a grand slam at 7-0. And the whole band room just erupted. It was hysterical. We loved it.
I'm from Pensacola. My entire family is from Chicago. I'm here so they can live vicariously through me because they couldn't be here. So.
That was younger generation Cubs fan Alyssa Goshick, who was standing next to Amanda Ruiz and her sister Erin, who drove over from Fort Walton Beach.
That was like a cherry on top. We were represented for our small area. But yeah, I was telling them I had like perpetual grin syndrome for the entire week afterwards.
It was great knowing that, you know, somebody from our small town can make it big and be successful in the next level, you know, post college and post high school. And, you know, it gives a lot of people something to look up to, and I know it gives something for me to look up to. So
as the anticipation was building, the fans began singing the Cubs win song, "Go Cubs Go." And erupted into cheers when Addison Russell and his family finally appeared with Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward.
So it's been 108 years since the Cubs won, and you hit the grand slam in the top of the third, thinking about Pensacola, I know, and Pace, and Santa Rosa County, and Escambia County. Right, Addison?
Hayward then read a proclamation establishing November 15, 2016, as Addison Russell Day in Pensacola. And he then presented him with the key to the city.
It is not a key to any lock, but it is the true key to the hearts of the citizens of Pensacola, Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, the great state of Florida, and everybody that took time today to be here to visit with you, Addison. And we're so proud of you and your incredible family.
I want to say thank you, everyone, for taking time out of your busy schedules to be here. And share this experience with me and my family. It's been a very long road, but I'm glad we're here, and it can only get better from here, and hopefully you'll see more of me and my family out there winning more world championships.
Although humble in his brief response, Russell was clearly excited by the fervor in Chicago after their epically long World Series drought came to an end.
It was crazy. 5 million people plus, shouting our names, red and blue everywhere, blue streamers. We had the trophy with us, too, and we were waving to all the fans. Just going down Michigan Avenue, it was very, very touching.
After the Pensacola ceremony, Russell talked about the long journey to this point from the time he was drafted in the first round by the Oakland A's in 2012.
It's just been a crazy road, leaving home at 18 and then pursuing my dream and passion, you know, of becoming a Major League Baseball player. And then from there, it's just getting to the big leagues and staying in the big leagues and then just getting better.
Assessing himself, Russell says he's in that phase of getting better and is excited to see what the future holds. It'll be hard to top 2016, as the Cubs shortstop hit 21 home runs, had 95 runs batted in, started in the All-Star game, and was a Gold Glove finalist en route to a historic World Series win. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.